game. So here's Kevin with the kids.
All right, here with a senior blindside left tackle, Aiden Hayes. And Aiden, obviously, as physical of defensive front that you guys might face all year, this is what Coach Buchanan had talked about. What were your impressions early of them, and then what was the greatest adjustment you guys felt like this offensive line had to make against them?
They're just a pretty physical team. Nothing we couldn't really handle. Just had to focus, stay with our landmarks, stay with our technique. That's really all there was to it.
Obviously, the first possession of the game didn't go quite as planned, but at the same time, and of course, you guys get the turnover late in the first quarter that leads to the score. How much did that kind of relax this group and kind of get things settled in?
I think that first turnover helped us a lot because it gave us that momentum back, because they kind of took the momentum of the game whenever they got that first stop.
Let's talk a little bit about this offensive line, because the new group, obviously last year's group established quite a precedent. And so the work that you guys have put in since the spring, or really the offseason, and then spring ball to where you are now, what have you seen from the growth from basically these last 10 months?
We have definitely come a long way from where we started, but we still got a long way to go. We got a young group, got two sophomores playing, one first-year senior, and really no real returning starters.
So what's it mean for you? Because you've got the left side, you've got Jake Bishop's back, if you will. So what's been important for you as your development, because you've got one of the most important assignments on this front?
It's a lot of pressure, but I think we just need to work on technique and just keep getting better every week.
All right, congratulations. We'll see you against Midlothian next week.
Thank you.
All right, we're here with Caden Anderson, who had 433 tackles tonight, and so I'm just kidding. You only, but it seemed like that. I mean, you were all over the place, especially in the first half against Juan Davis. I mean, it's. I don't know if you were the spy on him tonight, but it seemed like you obviously, you know, snuffed out everything that you saw, everything that he was doing on film, and you picked up on that.
Yes, sir. We watched a bunch of film, and it's. I mean, it's all we really focus on is film, and in practice, it's maximum reps we're getting, and so. It's kind of we're all just getting in the feel of it, and then we see it in real game time, and so it really kind of clicks really in game time.
Now, you're giving up some size to him because he's about 6'3", 230 pounds, and you aren't 6'3", and 230 pounds. And so when you are going against a physical player like that, what's the key for you to try and make sure, obviously your technique is sound, but what's the key for you to, if you're going to take him on one-on-one for you?
It's more of a just really with a tall guy, big physical like he is, you really got to get below the waist. It can't tackle high. And really, you just got to hit, hang on, and make sure we get all 11 players flying to the ball. And that's how we get him down. That's how we do it in practice. That's what we focus on.
This team, this defense forced five turnovers. You had the most impressive one, the first one, where you actually forced the fumble, then recovered it all in the same play. Take us through it.
Well, it was, I mean, I kind of saw it coming as to watching film. You kind of see the motion, you kind of see it coming. We saw a screenplay coming, and it kind of, we all start communicating on defense, and it just clicked, and that's what the play was coming, and we saw it coming and ran screen. I just going for the tackle, not really thinking about getting a fumble. It just kind of, the ball comes out, and then I see it going there, and as with the team helping me get that tackle, we got all 11 guys flying to the ball. So, I mean, I got to thank all my team for really helping me with that one.
You guys obviously have faced a lot of different offenses this year. Obviously, the high-powered offense, what you got in Denton Geyer. You saw that obviously what Centennial was going to throw at you in terms of how their option attack. This a little bit more of a basic group. You're going to get another option attack against Midlothian next week. What's going to be important in terms of you guys just developing and making sure things are a little bit sound, because Midlothian's a very good team?
Yes, sir. That goes back to the film and watching it in the practice. And since we got a good look with Centennial, Midlothian running the same offense as Centennial, we kind of know what's coming. But it all comes down to film and executing it in practice.
All right, congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, and Jeff, we'll get Tim here in just a few moments.
All right, that is Kevin with the kids. It's brought to you by Reunion Title. Is Kevin. And the coach.
Opportunistic five turnovers. You score on four of them. I mean, that's really what this ball game was about. But that's what you got to like, is you got to take advantage of your breaks.
Oh, the defense did a great job of keeping us in the game. I mean, we played horrible on offense. We blew assignments. We ran the wrong play. We didn't do a very good job on offense. And our defense really stepped up, got us the football. I think 21 out of 28 points in the first half came from turnovers. So got to say good job to our defense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Money Mitt made two really big plays, that fourth down pass that set you up on one of your touchdowns, and then right before the end of the first half. And, again, it continues to show what kind of a player he's turned into for you.
Oh,
Money Parks can go now. I mean, I'm glad we're not having to defend him. I know that because he is really good, and Jake did a good job of getting him the football.
You know, I just talked to Caden Anderson, a huge game for him tonight. You know, he was all over the place on Juan Davis. I don't know if it was his job to go get him, but he just talked about just looking at film and looking at tendencies of Juan, and that's a big play because he's given up some size to a really physical player right there.
Oh, I mean, he did a good job because the guy blocking him. He got a bunch of pounds too, also. But Caden's a very, very smart football player. I mean, he is not the most talented football player out there. I mean, he's talented, but he plays with his brain and very football savvy.
I remember you telling me in the opener against Denton Guyer and how B.J. Allen, a young pup back there, just learning how to play the game, and the way he's come along. From where he was then to where he is tonight, has a huge interception for you, just kind of an instinct reaction play. Just what have you seen from him over this last month?
Oh, BJ gets better every game. You know, he's learning to play our defense and is doing a better job every time, every ball game. And that's what you got to see from a young kid is make sure he just continues to work hard and get better. And he's doing everything we ask him to do.
Next week, assignment against Midlothian, similar offense to what you saw with Centennial a couple – or yeah, 2 weeks ago. And, again, that was a pretty interesting game out there last year. And so just early impressions of what you have to do and to prepare for a game, because they're in a dogfight right now with Centennial.
Well, we'll start looking at video in the morning and try to figure out how to stop another option attack and how to score points and try to score more points than they do.
And, of course, as you know, this is the site of where the district streak ended, and now we're at district winning streak, which is a national record, district winning streak win number 85. Put into words what that is. I mean, I remember talking to Steve Wood about this over the years, but now you've kind of picked up the baton.
Well, it's the first darn time I've won a football game on this field.
That's right.
You know, and it didn't start off very good because I called tails on the coin flip, and Fisher goes, "It's tails, Everman, you've won the toss." I went, "That gum, I just can't win on this field." Yeah, I win the toss, and they give it to Everman. And then they had the phantom touch on the punt. I mean, we just don't get very good calls out here.
Yeah.
But no, it's pretty neat to continue that record. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. And our kids, you know, these kids were 4 and 5 years old when we started it, and pretty neat that they're getting to continue it.
It's hard to believe. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, that is Kevin with the coach. It is brought to you by Weatherford Truck and Equipment as we